Riverman out shooting Fayetteville 21-12 tonight so far, and they lead it 5-1. Here's Tibbett, goes behind his own net to play it, comes near side as he rings one to the board. Picked off by Harris of Peoria. Harris tries to send it to Gertler behind the net. Now out front to Bremner. Gertler centers a pass, broken up nicely by Elliott, and here comes Fayetteville right to left. 5-1 Peoria, 13:57 to play, period number two. Fayetteville keeps it in the Peoria zone, and now they're going to get off and get a line change as Hertz comes back on along with Elliott. Cohen plays it to neutral, picked off by McQuaid. Elliott, middle of the right circle, and it's gloved and held on by Kyle Rank, the reigning Southern Professional Hockey League goalie of the year a year ago. Picks up his 12th save of the night. That stops the clock with 13:39 to play here in period number two. We're in Peoria on a Saturday night. It's all Riverman. Peoria 5 and Fayetteville 1. Presented by Paradise Hotel and Casino. This is Peoria Riverman Hockey. John Fitzgerald back live here inside Carver Arena on a Saturday night. It's Peoria 5 and Fayetteville 1. Welcome back to Peoria Riverman Hockey. Presented by Paradise Hotel and Casino. The draw in the Peoria zone, won by Fayetteville. As Hertz turns, sends it on goal, knocked away. McQuaid controls, and it goes out to neutral. Kristaps Nemanis, the 6-1 rookie out of Latvia, puts it back to neutral ice for Fayetteville, and an errant pass gets picked off by Cole Rui. Rui's going to play it back up to the far side board, picked up by Hageman. He takes it to the Fayetteville zone. High crease, leaves for Hudson. He sends it on goal, hit traffic. Puck is loose in front and carries away to the far side board. Peoria keeps it in. Here's Zoback. Sends it wide of the goal mouth. On the near side, Bremner. He controls. Centering pass. Over to Hageman. One-timer. Couldn't control it. Bounced over his stick, and Fayetteville comes away. Hertz over to McQuaid. On the far side to Hudson. And Hudson knocked it away. We have a whistle. 12 minutes, 54 seconds remain here in period number two inside Carver Arena in Peoria. So 2 minutes for hooking for Hageman, and Fayetteville goes on the power play. Out top is Robertson. Gives to Tamblyn, now over to Robertson. He's at the right dot, plays it back up top to the blue line. Here's Kavanaugh, near side Safar. He has a lone goal of the night for Fayetteville. Tried a centering pass to Robertson, went between his legs, and Kavanaugh has to run it down to neutral ice. Plays it back into the Peoria zone. Poked away by Escroba on the far corner. Now a battle for the puck, and it's taken away by Bremner. Bremner skates left to right into the Peoria zone. Has it on the near side wall. Takes it into the corner. He's checked away by Safar. Puck comes loose right in front of the Peoria bench. Peoria keeps it in. Now Safar runs it down as he gets checked by Bremner right back into the near boards. Fayetteville controls. Kavanaugh in his own zone. Spins out of the way of Hudson. Gives it away. Up front over to Dowie. Now on the near side, Elliott. Elliott handles in the near circle. Centering pass out high. Shot on goal goes wide by Caravu, but Fayetteville able to keep it in. On the power play, Peoria out shooting Fayetteville 21-13. Elliott tried to jam it home. Now McQuaid, a one-time shot with the left hand. Caravu's off of Rank, but Fayetteville able to control. Here's Caravu out near the blue line. 11:09 to play here in period number two, 5-1 Peoria. Here's Cameron behind the Peoria net, and we have a whistle. 19 seconds left in the Fayetteville power play. The draw in the Peoria zone. Won by the Rivermen, and they send it out. Tibbett has to play it behind his own goal. 5 seconds left in the penalty. And Peoria kills off the penalty here with 10:44 to play. Now a wraparound shot by McQuaid is handled right in front of the blue paint by Kyle Rank. So Rank's going to pick up the save. 13th of the night for Kyle Rank, who came in tied for the league lead with 22 victories. He was tied with Max Strang out of Pensacola. Both came in 22 wins of the night. Ranked the reigning Southern Professional Hockey League Goalie of the Year a year ago. And he's off to a nice start tonight to pick up his 23rd win of the year as his Rivermen lead 5-1 with 10:34 to play in this second period here inside Carver Arena. Fayetteville handles out of their own zone. Here's Holman. On the near side, takes it top of the left circle, puts it on goal, and Rank swallows it up. Just to the right of the crease. 14th save of the night for Kyle Rank. He let three go past last night, was able to get a no decision as Carlson gave up the fourth in Peoria's 4-3 loss to the Fayetteville Fire Ants. Fayetteville has had their way with Peoria this year, 4-1-1 against the first place Peoria Rivermen. And Fayetteville coming into play today, they're out on the money, just seventh place in the eight-team SPHL. They're 4 points behind Louisiana coming into play tonight. Peoria wins the draw. Here's a Skroba on the far side corner. Inside his own zone, Rui now handles, gets it near side to Harris. He's hounded by Tamblyn, sends it rink wide, passes into the Fayetteville zone. Safar battling with Raven down low. Raven goes to the ground as he battles with Safar behind the Fayetteville net. Here comes Fayetteville back the other way. Robertson, a touch pass from Cameron. Robertson controls on the near side corner. Puck's loose behind the Peoria goal. Now Safar, who has the lone tally of the night for Fayetteville, controls, centers a pass out high, and the shot goes wide. Off the stick is Zach Caravu. Fayetteville's going to stay in. Caravu's going to send it again, and it bounced off of Vermish. And Karam's out of play. So that'll stop the clock with 9:22 to play here in period number two. It's 5-1 Peoria. Cohen, Schneider, Hudson, Summer, and Hageman. The five of the ice for second-year head coach Jean-Guy Trudel. Peoria wins the draw. Here's Summer. Schneider behind his own net. Tries to center it out. Fayetteville able to keep it in. Nemanis, his pass to the far side. Bounces over the stick of Caravu. Peoria controls. Into the offensive end, Hageman. Hageman rings around the Fayetteville cage. Tries to give to Hudson, but a whistle first. It stops the clock at 8:57 to play. So just outside of the Fayetteville zone, Hudson battles Elliott, and the draw is won by Peoria. Here's Schneider through neutral ice. Comes over the blue line. High slot, sends it in. Deflected away. Schneider ran down his own rebound. Gives to Hudson on the near side corner. Comes back, checked into the glass behind the Fayetteville cage by Riccio. And Elliott comes away for Fayetteville. Gets it ahead. Over to Montrose. Montrose, far side, hurts. Top of the right circle. His shot on goal is gloved by Kyle Rank. Save number 15 of the night for Rank, as he freezes the puck with 8:28 to play in period number two. 5-1 Peoria. And Fayetteville all of a sudden beginning to inch a little bit closer on the shots, as Peoria dominated that first period, out shooting Fayetteville 19-7. Draw won by Fayetteville as the Fire Ants keep it in. Now Mora takes it away for Peoria. Puck comes out to neutral. Mora wins the foot race. She battled Holman. Back over to neutral, far side. Here's Hertz, gives to Rui, and Rui's going to send it on the left side. Over to Zoback. Zoback plays into the Fayetteville zone, and we have icing with 8:04 to play. So 8 minutes and 4 seconds remain here in period number two in downtown Peoria. And the faceoffs going to come back in the Peoria zone. To the glove side of Kyle Rank. It's Holman and Vermish. And it's won by Vermish. Zoback tries to keep it alive, comes out to neutral. Fayetteville runs it down. Here's Holman. Battles with Moore right in front of the Peoria bench. Gets it away to Safar in his own defensive zone. Plays it neutral to Holman on the near side wall. Taken away by Moore, and Moore now flings it behind the Peoria net. Run down by the Rivermen. Entry pass, and they're going to get a line change as Zoback sent it away. So Peoria refreshes with a 5-1 lead, 7:28 to play, half number two. Here's Robertson, gets it ahead to Cameron. Cameron racing in, walks in, wraparound shot, deflected away by Rank. Puck is loose behind the net. Robertson still had a hand on it, and we're going to have a whistle and a stoppage. And I believe it's going to be a trip call. Going to come at the 12:43 mark here in period number three. So Tamblyn gets whistled for tripping, a 2-minute penalty. And with 7:13 to play here in period number two, Peoria goes in the power play. Here's Raven, top of the right circle. Tries to center a pass, skips out of the zone. Rui runs it down. Sends it rink wide to the far side. Back over to Raven, top of the right circle, the right dot, broken up by Elliott. And Raven backpedals and controls the puck. Gives it near side corner. Mora, he'll play it away. High slot, Rui, one-time shot. Banks off wide, off the stick of Hudson. Karam comes all the way down to the Peoria zone. Now Harris has it now into the Fayetteville zone as the Rivermen moving left to right here in the second period. Riverman with 1:01 left on the power play. Here's Gertler, sends it past top of the right circle. Shot by Harris, deflected, and it's going to go out of play. Right, 6:11 to go, Peoria. Tallied five times in that opening period of play. They took a 5-0 lead. They outshot Fayetteville 19-7 in the first 20-minute frame. But they've been outshot 7-3 here in period number two with 6:10 to play. Peoria wins the draw, but Fayetteville clears it away. And Harris now back in his own zone with 45 seconds left on the man advantage for the Rivermen. Here's Rui skating over the blue line. High slot, shot, it's good. He scores. Rui went coast to coast. And Cole Rui just walked in on Jordan Tibbett and fired it past the rookie netminder for his fourth goal of the campaign and the sixth of the night for Peoria. That comes at the 14:05 mark here in period number three. Cole Rui lights the lamp. The 6'2", 205-pound left defenseman out of Pekin, Illinois, lights the lamp for the fourth time this year. 18th point of the campaign at 14:05 here in period number two, with the Rivermen now a 6-1 lead.